There's a story I heard a while back about a woman who lived in a small village in France. And as a nurse, she devoted her entire life to caring for the sick and the needy of her village. Well, after many years of kind and selfless service, she died. And since she had no family of her own, the villagers planned a beautiful funeral service for her, a fitting tribute to a woman to whom so many owed their lives. The parish priest, however, pointed out that because she was not Catholic, she could not be buried in the town's Catholic cemetery, as was the case years ago. The villagers protested, but the priest didn't relent. It was not easy for the priest either, because he too had once been cared for by the woman during a serious illness. But rules are rules, and she'd have to be buried outside the fence of the Catholic cemetery. The day of the funeral arrived, and the whole village accompanied the woman's casket to the grave where she was buried, outside the fence of the Catholic cemetery. But that night, a group of villagers, armed with shovels, sneaked to her gravesite. They then quietly went to work and moved the fence. If we're going to walk the talk of Respect Life this month, and hopefully every month of our lives, we've got to be ready to move the fence, because far too often rules imposed by our culture, our government, our fears, and even the church keep far too many people on the outside. Far too many people whose lives are unprotected, dishonest, dishonored, abandoned, disrespected, neglected, are left on the outside of the fence. If we lose touch with who and what creates the kingdom of God, someone is going to be left on the outside. It's in those situations and circumstances that we need to move the fence. When people choose to fight wars, and when unrest and vengeance infiltrates our world, even our lives, we need to move the fence to where peace and understanding and justice prevails. When violence, pipe bombs, road rage, shootings, mass killings happen all around us for absolutely no reason, that inflict pain and suffering and heartache, we need to move the fence to addressing mental health issues. When burdens are placed upon others because they find themselves standing in front of a closed door, shut out by immigration laws, we need to move the fence to where hospitality is a way of life. When the brokenness of prejudice leads to someone deciding a person is not normal or like us and are not worthy of reverence, we need to move the fence to where acceptance and worthiness is a way of life. When a person's reputation is damaged by a false accusation or negative, hurtful gossip by another and revenge is sought, we need to move the fence to where the possibility of reconciliation can be exchanged and achieved. And when clubs are formed to keep others out, we need to move the fence to create alliances that bring people together. In our quest to respect life, all life, St. Paul in the second reading reminds us and encourages us to stir into flame the gift of God, that God gives his spirit of peace and love, a respect to see not just with our eyes, but with a heart of compassion. And that kind of respect will include all life, all people, no exclusions. Even if our faith is the size of a mustard seed described in our gospel tonight, a mustard seed is about the size of a pinhead, our respect for life will not be seen in what others can do for us, rather what we can do for them. And so, in this Respect Life Month, in fact, in all of life, let not miss the opportunity to move any fences, any obstacles that might prevent us from respecting all life.